News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week in Review Podcast for August 24th. I'm Michael Arney. A tax tribunal case between Harbor Shores and the city of Benton Harbor will continue. Monday night, the City Commission rejected a settlement offer with Harbor Shores regarding its 2017 and 2018 assessments. The golf course wants its tax bill value adjusted lower, claiming a taxable value of $1.2 million compared to the $1.6 million for 2018, $2.9 million for 2017. The settlement, if it would have been accepted, would have cost the loss of $33,000 for the city, according to the assessor. He said the fight could drag out for years with very little chance for the city to win. Marcus Muhammad, the mayor, likened it to extortion.
Where you settle now, or you're going to have to pay or fight us in court for 2 to 3 years, and you're going to pay more later. So I just don't really like the look of it, the face of it, and I can't support it.
Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Seitz questioned why entities that have already received tax breaks by the city seek more.
They're choking the education system out. They're choking City Hall out. They're choking public taxes out. And we've given enough.
The deadline to accept that settlement was Monday. It means a reappraisal will have to be done for the golf course in Benton Harbor, followed by more tribunal consideration. Attendance at this year's Berrien County Youth Fair was a bit lower. Director Karen Klug tells us attendance for the week came in at 105,000 compared to around 121,000 last year.
We had a couple of days that were threatening rain, and so in comparison to the prior year, we had fewer people that were here, but we still are very, very happy with the turnout.
Says the busiest day was Tuesday, Kids Day. About 23,000 walked through the gates. Wednesday was the worst attended day. About 12,000 were there. Each day for the week down from last year by a couple of thousand. Klug says weather concerns probably kept most people away. Most popular attractions were the youth displays featuring everything from home economics presentations to animals. They're already working on next year's fair with the theme of Country Nights Carnival Lights. Congressman Fred Upton says he will debate Democratic challenger Matt Longjohn. Longjohn is calling for 6 debates. Upton tells us he doesn't know if they're going to do that many, but he says there will be some.
I've always had a number of debates and forums in virtually every campaign that I've run, and I know that we're looking at a number of different dates and different events that we'll do, and I'm sure that we'll get together and get some of those on the docket.
Longjohn wants one debate in each of the 6 counties in the 6th district. On the gubernatorial side, the Whitmer and Schuette camps are talking debates, but those discussions aren't going well.
The good news on gubernatorial debates, both Gretchen Whitmer and Bill Schuette say they want to debate, and they're talking about at least 3. The bad news is she wants each debate limited to 1 or 2 subjects. The Schuette camp finds that unacceptable. Is that a deal breaker? Who knows? The two also have talked about debates in Detroit and Grand Rapids, but she wants one in Flint, and that's not on his list. Deal breaker? Nobody knows. Neither has suggested doing the Detroit Economic Club either, and so don't check your TV guide just yet for the times and dates of governor's debates, because, well, who knows what's going to happen. From Lansing, Tim Skubick, the Michigan News Network.
One of the 3 women shot at a party last weekend in Benton Township has died. Benton Township police tell us 31-year-old Tiara Clark was shot in the chest throat area early Sunday morning in the 200 block of Eastern Avenue. She died Thursday at Lakeland Hospital. An autopsy is scheduled. The other 2 victims, 31-year-old Holly Merity and 30-year-old Alicia Watson, have been released from Lakeland and are recovering. All 3 were outside of the home when they were shot. There have been no arrests made, and police have not even identified any suspects as yet. A case of West Nile virus has been found in Berrien County. The mosquito-borne illness is rare in this area, according to the Berrien County Health Department's Jillian Conrad. She says the best way to prevent it is to reduce breeding grounds for mosquitoes.
It's important that on a regular basis, you're looking around your house and removing those pools of standing water and removing that opportunity for mosquitoes to be breeding around your house.
Conrad says you also want to use bug repellent that includes DEET and repair broken screens. West Nile often comes with no symptoms for most, but when it is serious, there are symptoms like a mild fever.
People can develop some mild symptoms that you might associate with other viruses, like a headache, joint ache, muscle ache, even nausea or vomiting or a rash.
Severe cases can result in a stiff neck, disorientation, coma, and even death. Conrad says it's the first case of West Nile in Berrien County for the year. It was in a woman, was confirmed late last month. No additional information is being released. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says there have been at least 8 cases of West Nile this year. One person in suburban Detroit has died. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Director Nick Lyon remains on the job despite being ordered to trial on felony charges, including involuntary manslaughter. He's charged with failing to issue public advisories that people were dying from Legionnaire's disease in Flint. Prosecutors argue his inaction resulted in 2 of the 12 deaths. Judge David Goggins also ordered that the director be tried for neglect and misconduct in office. Here's defense attorney John Bursch, who says they're going to appeal, saying there were a lot of mistakes made.
We will absolutely file a motion to quash as quickly as we can digest the 2.5-hour hearing today. And if we don't get the relief that we want from the circuit court, we're going to take it to the Court of Appeals.
Attorney General's Office spokeswoman Andrea Bightley says it's not a victory, but a step in that direction. Governor Snyder issued a statement saying Lyon will stay on the job unless he's convicted and that the director has his full confidence. Teachers in the St. Joseph Public Schools are getting a raise this year. Superintendent Ann Carden says they're in the middle of a three-year contract, and negotiations over the past few months were just for the wage opener.
We have great teachers in our district. We're really fortunate, and it felt so good to be able to actually give them an increase. They deserve it. We're happy to give it to them. We wish, and I know you do too, we wish we could give them more.
Teachers are getting a 2% raise along with their normal step increases. Those not eligible for step increases will get a $1,000 off-schedule payment. When asked after the meeting Monday, Carden couldn't remember the last time teachers in St. Joseph received a base salary raise like this, noting it had been at least a couple of years. Teachers union ratified the agreement earlier this summer. School board voted unanimously to approve it Monday night. Berrien County Board of Commissioners approving its first tentative labor deal with the Berrien County Road Department since taking over the road operations last year. Thursday, the commission agreed to a three-year deal with the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 324. That includes 51 employees, according to Berrien County Road Department Director Jason Latham.
They do our chip seal program, certainly pothole patching, mowing, trimming, all those road maintenance activities, and servicing our vehicles, our snowplows.
Latham tells us the new contract is in line with other county department contracts for the year.
There is a pay increase, 2% for the first 2 years and 2.5% in year three.
Latham says the negotiations went well, this being the first time the county did the road worker negotiations. The union has already approved the deal. Will the conviction of former President Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and a guilty plea by his former personal lawyer Michael Cohen to campaign finance charges shake the president's supporters? Eastern Michigan University political science professor Ed Sidlow doesn't think so.
The Trump base is the Trump base, and I think that they proved their loyalty after the Access Hollywood tape. That nothing is going to shake that base away from Trump that I can imagine.
Cohen's lawyers suggest the president needs to face criminal charges. At least 143 Michigan school districts have asked for and received waivers to start school before Labor Day this year. It's the largest number since a law was passed requiring a later start. The tourism industry argued the later start gives them more summer weekends, despite arguments from teachers that it's bad for kids. Michigan State University economist Paul Ballard says he doubts the economic bump is worth the long-term damage.
You know, that won't show up in the economic data for years, but that'll be better for our kids when they graduate.
Ballard says he thinks people will still take advantage of the three-day holiday weekend and get some traveling done. Kalamazoo Public Schools have gone a step further at two of their elementaries. They've gone to a year-round schedule there. That's the week that was for August 24th, 2018. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.